I'm glad you got my back on that. Also,
I don't like taffy. Okay, for those of you on the old video,
recording stopped.
I'm going to go off the air on the whole video thing. So if you want to keep listening to us, you can go either to the Discord
or
the stream on pride48.com. All right. Good night. Maybe.
Let's see. I bet Ron Tiny Dick is trying his hardest to cancel gays. I don't think DeSantis has much of a taste for Disney. Right? He's kind of like that the animal that attacks the venomous thing and gets a taste of like venom on his ears. Ooh, that's maybe I shouldn't be biting him. Maybe I'm gonna just growl and back away. He got his ass handed to him pretty hard by Disney recently. So, and then the Elon Musk Twitter bullshit thing just kind of cherry on top there, but I know, Auntie Scott, that they have padlocks and I could lock my gates, but the gates are so poorly constructed. We didn't build them. They were here before. So we would have to hire a handyman to come out and build better gates. Like we would probably do like a chain link gates, you know, lighter so that you could actually metal instead of wood so that it'll last, right? But unlike Adam, I don't have, you know, a couple of $1,000 just to throw around to build a gate.
It's not throwing it around. I was giving money to someone who is on their deathbed. I mean, I feel like that's a worthy cause.
No, I feel like, you know what, Adam, that is a very worthy cause. It's a very worthy cause. I need to know, like, what would you, I am so happy with our cats. And they waived all the adoption fees and everything. So it cost us no money to get these cats. Like,
well, it'll cost you money, but
no, I'm saying to the,
over time.
To the Humane Society, which does this great work. So I feel like I need to, you know, make a donation to the Humane Society, because we obviously could have afforded the $100 adoption fee. That wasn't an issue. You know, so I feel like I need to make at least $100, if not more, dollar donation to the Humane Society.
Okay.
Because I feel like they do good work. I don't, for those of you who don't know, here in Hillsborough County, Florida, where I live, the Humane Societies are no-kill shelters. Like they house a lot of animals because they do not euthanize. And you know, taxpayer money goes towards it, but also not that's not the full operating expense and stuff. So they take donations. So I feel like, you know, they donated these cats because they were difficult placements and they waived the fees, and you know, we should probably donate some. But I'm thinking to myself, it's like, do I want to make an Adam Burns donation, or do I want to make like a, you know, like an Auntie Scott donation? Like where on this spectrum do I want
what
to
would a, what would an sense? Auntie Scott donation be?
I don't know. I feel like
what would it be? What would my donation? What do you think my donation would be? And then what do you think Auntie Scott's donation would be?
Like I think your donation would be like probably like 800. I'd be like, yeah, I'll give him 800.
I was thinking 500.
Okay.
But actually, after I thought about it, I thought, well, why don't you just donate the amount that they waived?
Because
then you
100.
Just say, well, yeah, instead said, of being, which I is know, the 100.
That's
yeah,
just 100.
Which, yeah. I mean, that would work as well.
I saw this, I don't know if it's TikTok or YouTube or whatever, but people were talking about there is a dollar amount that is zero, right? So depending on where you are in your life and where what your economic status is or whatever, there are certain dollar amounts that you just don't even think about. Like, it's like if I were to spend $300 on something, that it's not something that I would think twice about. You know what I'm saying? It's like $300 isn't a concern. That's not something that I couldn't pay. You know, okay, $300, sure, I'll buy it. And then, you know, I would say you're probably in the, you know, $600 range. It's like you see something, he's like, yeah, $600. Yeah, okay, I'll pay $600. I don't care about that. I'll pay $600.
I mean, I think about it.
I'm just saying that there is a number, but that number increases or decreases depending on your economic your status, and which is completely true. Like when you see these crazy, you know, $10,000 a night hotel rooms and everything, like, who the fuck pays for those? That means there's people in their life that, like, a $10,000, yeah, okay, $10,000, whatever. Sure.
I will say this, when it comes to eating out, if we have a bill that's less than 100, we're like, that was cheap.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's
true. I mean, for eating out.
When I lived at the mall, when we first started collaborating, excuse me, I have to sip something. When I hung out at the mall, you know, I would sit out on a balcony because back then I smoked, so I'd sit out on the balcony. I once heard a lady underneath me just stressed. I know I talked about this on a podcast. She was just stressed over the fact that she had spent $20 on a pair of socks, and she didn't know whether, oh my God, I just wasted $20. Oh my God. And she talked herself into going back and returning them because she couldn't afford the $20. And I was just thinking to myself back then, I was just like, oh my God, that's, you know, I'm privileged enough not to have to ever worry about $20. Like $20 is not something that would tip my, you know what I'm saying? That it's just not even on my radar. $20. Okay. That's $20. You know, oh my God, that cost you an extra $20. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, we've already discussed things where apparently I'm an elitist. So.
Yeah, but the question is, Adam, do you recognize it? Do you recognize that you are very privileged and that you are...
I don't think I did at first, but I guess I do now. Okay. Like, I understand. I feel like it has finally kind of sunk in that, yes, I am out of touch with what the common man experiences. I still don't think I'm wealthy. I think I still, classify as middle class. But I definitely am on the you know, higher end. Yes, so I think I'm slowly starting to realize there are people out there that just, you know, have money struggles. So
can I I want to abruptly change the subject.
That's why I wanted to be so charitable and, you know, give money to my
Kathy Bacon said there's no audio on the video. Oh, she said it's me. Okay, never mind. That was...
We stopped streaming.
No. This was like 2 hours ago. It's fine.
Oh.
I need to... I want to play you this. Let me see if this is...
Our boys were
absent. Okay, great. That's Zach's video. Let's see. I want to go here to things that I have favorited. Okay, I'm going to play this clip. This is from TikTok, but it's from a news show. So it's like it's an MSNBC news show, but this is a clip from that news show that I picked up on TikTok. But this is how, have you been following the Target and the Bud Light stuff?
I saw an article that said that Target was pulling some merchandise.
Right. And Bud Light
because of complaints.
Right. And Bud Light did the whole, like, oh no, we're going to put out a camouflage Bud Light can. No, we don't like them queers, right? It's like they're both like backtracking. Anyway, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to express about that, and I feel like this lady put it perfectly, and here, I'll play this for you.
Congratulations, Target. You just played yourself. On the eve of Pride Month, literally. This is what we call performative allyship, and this is the reason why everyone is so up in arms about people monetizing, saying that they are allies. Because allyship is not meant to be comfortable. Why is it not meant to be comfortable? Because the people that you are aligning with aren't comfortable. Mm-hmm. The whole point of allyship is to join forces, mm-hmm. is to amplify minority voices. That means that you are in it with that group. Regardless. So if you are going to back down from what you were doing, essentially just monetizing off of LGBTQIA+,
right,
then that means that you were never about it to begin with. So any company that wants to stand down and say that they don't want the backlash and they want to play both sides of the fence, which is impossible, you try to get everybody, you're going to get no one.
I was like, yep, she's
I wonder if the Spit Valve Factory has
backed down,
done anything, you know, untoward.
I don't know. It's so annoying to me because Target has done this these Pride lines for like the last 5 years or so. And I just, you know, as soon as I saw that they were going to start taking, if you're going to take back anything, then you might as well, what the fuck? It's like, if you back down to these fuckers, you're just, here's the most heartening thing that came out of this is that the guy that designed the Target line, the Target Pride line, had to shut down his website store, his personal website store, because he could no longer fill the orders that he was getting because LGBT people were reaching out directly to support him. So, you know, I feel like, you know, there's good things going on out there, but fuck these people. Fuck these, just, what the fuck is going on? What bee got in everybody's bonnet? I mean, we were doing well, right? We were moving along. We had gay marriage.
They felt like the pendulum swung too far
because we had the audacity to allow.
I'm not saying. No. I'm not saying. I'm not saying it's right.
I'm saying
I feel like that's how they feel.
That was the straw that broke their back, was electing a black man. That was the straw that broke their back.
I mean, I don't know what the straw was, but
people.
Yeah, no, but I feel like that's what it all built up, all the positive things that were happening, the good things that were happening that were more liberal have all built up over time. And then the Republicans are just like, no, pull it all back. I mean, that's just...
They're just doing dumb shit now. They're literally just doing dumb shit. Like, you said something earlier, you were talking about the right-wingers that were against... something.
Earlier, well, I was talking about tipping, but
oh yeah, exactly.
I agree.
Exactly. Right. So, but that's okay. But I feel like you agree with it from a different perspective than them. They, when they say, "Oh, what's up with the fucking tipping?" They don't want to tip anybody. They don't. It's like they're looking at it from a standpoint of tipping is just me like having to pay above and beyond what I paid for the actual service that I got, and I don't have enough money to like be doing that shit. So it's like I feel like when they say enough with the tipping, they just mean all tipping. They don't want to tip. Where I feel like when you say enough with the tipping, you're probably more selective in the standpoint of like, wait, I went to the McDonald's drive-through. Why would I tip you? You handed me a bag. That's all you did. You just handed me a bag. I'm not going to tip you for that. That's your job, right? You know, you didn't bring me something. You didn't perform a service for me. I feel like that's the tipping that you are upset about, as opposed to...
Yeah, it's just like they, like, I already tip, I feel like, too many people that probably other people don't tip.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that they're adding all of these tip to the screens of the, you know, when you're paying or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for anything. Yeah. It's like for anything. They're not, you know. So that's what I'm talking about. Yes, there are folks. I will say this, though. The reason we tip, like in restaurants and stuff like that, is because we have this stupid law in the U.S. that if tips will get folks to minimum wage or more, then restaurants only have to pay $2.80 an hour or something like that.
Yep.
And so, which is stupid. Most other countries have a living wage for their servers.
Yeah.
And so in those cases, you can still tip, but then it's just like hey, I think you did a great job. I'm giving you some extra money. But literally, we are paying the salaries of those waiters and or servers, but it's not our. I mean, it's not. It's like the law and the way the restaurants, you know, do it.
I don't like Taffy.
Oh, I didn't. You're just gonna keep playing. Do you know Taffy doesn't listen to anything that we do?
I don't like
Taffy. Won't. She will never hear that.
No, I know. I just thought of.
And Taylor's like a year behind on our show. If he's even still listening.
No, the first thing I did when I heard you say that is like, oh, I got to text Joe. So I texted Joe and I said, hey, Tuesday Geeky Gay, like within the first minute and a half, Adam says, I don't like Taffy. And Batance messaged back and he's like, I'm going to clip it and send it to Taylor and tell him it was in the middle of Mix Minus. To which I responded,
why couldn't it have been in the middle of Geeky Gay?
No, because he wanted him to hear the last episode where I talked about Taylor. And I replied with a GIF, you know, a GIF, Adam, of someone stirring a pot. So I don't know if he sent it to Taylor or not, but I just thought it was funny that you had the...
I don't like taffy.
You've had I don't like black people...
I didn't ever say. I cannot imagine that was clipped a funny way. I did not say that thing. I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to give you didn't. Somebody no, a clean
you're misremembering
cut.
What the quote was. I love black people. That's the clip. The clip is I love black people.
Oh yeah, I did say that because I do. I mean, who doesn't?
Right, and you also said.
Really? I don't like taffy. I think they do make Blackmagic. I think they do make switchers that do 4K, but the ATEMs specifically do not do 4K.
Oh, Archer's in bed.
So
Archer's in
and
bed.
He, you know, he has to have. If Apple didn't make it, he's not going to buy it anyway.
No. He's probably sleeping in his Apple bed.
I mean, he's waiting for Apple to make a video switcher. Although he did buy he does have the Rode podcaster too, so
yeah. I need to mine did that robot thing a couple of times and I wanted to see about buying maybe his old Rodecaster. I emailed him and asked if he was interested in selling. He said that yeah, he might be. Did you see this? A survey of academics found that nearly one in five people reported an experience with unidentified anomalous phenomena. We used to call them UFOs. It's now UAPs.
I didn't, but I watched my YouTuber of the month, as Mark says, this John Harris or James, I can't remember his name. But anyway, he did a whole thing on UFOs, and they now call them something else in the government. They don't call UAPs. Them UFOs. They call them
UAPs. Unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Yeah.
And when I'm old enough that when I hear that, all I think is phenomena. Phenomena.
I kind of think that too. Yeah.
Well, we've identified that we're both Gen X, Adam. We've identified that. I asked go ahead.
Kathy is saying it's a textural thing, but I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, we were talking about... I don't know what we were talking about. What were we talking about, Kathy Marshall? Or should I say Kathy Martin?
I mean, I was talking about video switchers. You were talking about not liking taffy. Oh, yeah. It's a textural thing. Yeah. It is a textural thing
for me. The fact that you don't like taffy.
It is a textural thing.
What is it? So who has an e-bike to save the planet from Paula Deen and MAGA? I don't have an e-bike, but I don't have a bike. I mean, Adam has a bike. Adam has two bikes.
Apparently a girl's bike.
Yeah, two bikes.
I didn't even realize.
That means that you are saving the planet doubly. Like you don't even have an e-bike because an e-bike still has to use power. It still has to use carbon power.
No, it's just a regular bike. Just a plain pedal powered bike.
Yeah.
Pedal powered bike.
Pedal power. Isn't Two Bike a rapper?
I think it's Two Chains.
Two Chains. Intersex Cycle.
There's an actor, Two Chains.
There's an actor?
No, rapper. Did I say actor?
What does he do?
There's a rapper, Two Chains.
What's his song?
He raps. That's what he does. I have no idea.
You don't know any of his music.
I don't know any of his songs.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Two Chains.
It's
with a Z.
I have been much happier.
He has one called, I don't know if this is him, but Google says Bugatti.
Yeah.
BFF, Move Bitch, Bees in the Trap. We Own It, Mercy, It's a Vibe, and Duffel Bag Boy. I mean, there's more, I'm sure, but... And I don't actually know. I'm just trusting that these songs that Google is listening
Yeah.
That listing, not listening. I'm assuming that Google is listing 2 Chainz songs and not just like random songs.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what he did.
I got to tell you, for the last couple of weeks, I've asked ChatGPT to make me a playlist of songs that I would have heard in a gay dance club in 1993 last week and in 1994 this week. And in both instances, it's put together a really good playlist. Like I put all the songs in Spotify and I play them to the thing. What was all over his body? He woke up in a Bugatti, something all over his body.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Tats all over my body. Getting real money, nigga still hating.
Tats.
Like, I'm confused. Like, all right, I woke up in a new Bugatti.
With tats all over my body.
Tats all over, but what, did he not have those when he fell asleep? Like, did he not?
No, it was a drive-by tattooing.
Was it?
It was.
Was he surprised that he had the tats all over his body? It's like, was that a thing?
I think it's, I think this is a metaphor. This is allegory or metaphor for like, all of a sudden one day I realized I was rich and had tattoos and Bugatti and I think it's like
I get it. One day I woke up in a Bugatti with tats all over my body and I thought, how the fuck did I get here? I get it. You know, he's the lyrical Jesse James. that is a circle around to the pre-show. When I told you that was a lyric that a friend of mine thought was the greatest lyric ever in a rap song. But here's what I don't get. Why can't Spotify's DJ figure out what the fuck out? Like, I can make my own playlists that are really good, that are created by AI, yet Spotify's AI is so fucking bad at, like, playing music that I actually want to listen to.
I don't know. I don't use Spotify. You know, it's not interesting. I keep using the word interesting, even when I'm talking to Mark and I'm like, no, these things are not interesting that I'm talking about, but it's like my placeholder word for things that happen that are weird, strange, lots of things, you know, I just say, oh, it's interesting. But anyway,
I don't like taffy.
Anyway,
I forgot what I was going to say is interesting.
No, what you said is not interesting.
I forgot what I was going to say is not interesting. So I guess we just have to move on. We were talking about the rapper.
No, and guy. We were saying it's interesting. Wait, it's not interesting. You know what? I use that word all the time with Mark.
But I can't remember what the not interesting thing was that I was going to say. So.
Was it the picture that Auntie Scott put in the chat room?
No, it was not.
Because that is uninteresting.
True.
It's Adam's auto response where he doesn't think before speaking or think about it. You know what? I do the same thing because I'm old. And Adam has the memory of a 50-year-old.
Yeah, I've always had not a great memory. My whole life, I have to sit things. For instance, I have to keep I have to keep my badge for work in the car, because if I don't keep it in the car, I will not remember. I'll get to the office. This happened many times when we were going into the office before COVID.
Yeah.
I would get all the way to the office, get all the way up to the door, because I would park in the back 50 parking lot. You know, it takes you 5 or 10 minutes to walk to the door and get all the way there and realize I had forgotten my badge.
Your badge.
And I had to not only go back to my car, but drive all the way back home. So I have to leave the badge in the car, or it's still in the car.
I did that. And then there'd be days, and other things. And there'd be days that I would swap cars and take another car, and then I'd be like, shit, I don't have that.
If I normally leave my wallet in my jeans. Look, I don't know if anyone thinks this is gross, but I wear jeans multiple days without washing them. I leave my wallet in my jeans because if I don't, I will forget my wallet, and then I'll be driving down the road and have no wallet.
Like, I leave my keys in the truck. Like, I don't ever have to wonder where the truck keys are. They're in the truck.
You cannot, Kathy Marshall says, could you not get a temporary badge from the receptionist? No, in fact, you can't.
Why?
They require you have to have your badge. If I had lost it and I wanted to file the paperwork or whatever to like get a new badge or whatever, sure, I could probably do that. But you can't just do like a temporary badge. If you do that, you have to have like somebody come and get you.
Oh, like
they will give you like a visitor pass. Yeah. And they can take you. But the thing is, if you're going to meetings all day and all that, like if you have a visitor pass on, you're not allowed to be by yourself. You have to have someone that's a Spit Valve employee. So no, I have to drive home. If I forget my badge, I have to drive home and get my badge and drive back. And now that would be horrible because I live about between 25 and 30 minutes away from work now. So if I forget my badge now, it would be at least an hour of my day lost.
At Yale, it's like our building was not in the hospital. Our building was down the street from the hospital. So if I had forgotten my badge, which I did on occasion, I would have to drive back home because it would be faster to drive back home than to walk all the way over to the hospital, go in there, wait in line to actually talk to the receptionist in order to have that taken care of, and then, you know, wait like another hour or so because it's a fucking bureaucracy and it takes forever to do anything. So it's really just faster just to drive back home and get it and come back. So, and the only reason it mattered was because that's how we logged into our machines. Like, I couldn't log into my machine without it.
Anyway, yes, I'm forgetful. All that to say, yes, I am.
I don't know. And that's it. You have anything big planned for the Memorial Day weekend? I don't know why I was talking and yawning at the same time.
My mom, so my family owns a house in Flippin, Arkansas.
Mother Flippin, Arkansas.
And every year, and it's my mom plus all her brothers and sisters own this. And because it was willed to them by my grandparents who, anyway. And it's kind of a, it's a, there's a river nearby that's famous that a lot of people go kayaking and canoeing and people camp there. It's the Buffalo River. But, anyway, so they go there for a lot of different holidays. All the aunts and uncles gather. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, oh, honey, why you and Mark need to, you know, come over to Flippin'. It's like 2 hours away. But Mark feels weird around my family. And so I try not to expose him to them too much. And if I go without him, they all say, which is the weirdest thing, because I know they're talking about us behind our back.
Yeah.
You know, I know they're like, oh, I wish they're both sweet boys, but they're going to hell. You know, I know they're saying that. But if I go without him, all of my aunts are like, oh, why didn't you bring Mark? We haven't seen Mark in forever. But I don't like, you know, so I just don't go. Like, we just don't go. And so, but she's like, oh, why don't y'all come? But luckily, we already had plans, so I didn't even have to make up some excuse. So tomorrow night is Hadestown, which is a musical. I know nothing about it.
I bet you it's about a place called Hadestown.
It's a Broadway musical. It's a traveling Broadway show.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the story is, but we're going to see that.
I remember when I lived in Connecticut, it was on Broadway, so I remember it being listed. You know what? Cyclone is saying,
I mean, I know I could find out.
Hold on. Cyclone is saying he missed your live response to the Lenny Kravitz video, but it says in the thing.
Oh, shoot.
Said,
you No, no it, you've.
There's no click. It's like it. There's not a click. It says click on the video at right, but there's nothing to click on there.
So I didn't respond because you were reading through it quick and we were having video issues.
Oh.
And I was not paying attention to who you were reading, and then I forgot. I appreciate the thought, Cyclone. And I know what it is. And yes, I enjoy that video. I've seen that video before. It's when Lenny Kravitz was performing and did a squat and his jeans split up the middle.
Yeah.
And he wasn't wearing underwear. So his dick just like plopped out of his jeans and it was big, or it is big. And it was caught on video. And I have seen that video and paused it many times.
Many times.
So I do appreciate the thought. But yeah, it was not clickable. But also, we were having video issues.
What's
and
in
so,
your hand? Is that your fucking chapstick in your hand?
It is. It's not chapstick.
Put it down.
Not,
put it down.
It's not.
Put your boogie. Put your boogie
it is,
chapstick.
It is lip balm.
Put your boogie chapstick on the desk because you're sitting there clicking it. You're like
lip.
Just like I might as well be sitting here with a ballpoint pen. Just like
yeah, that's fine. Don't you like that? It's ASMR.
No, Adam, I do not care for this. Stop it. Just put your boogie chapstick down.
It's lip repair balm with aloe vera and vitamin E.
Oh, yeah, because chapstick doesn't have either of those. You do know that chapstick has
Daniel, chapstick is for the common man.
Oh, Kathy Marshall wants to know why I'm saying boogie instead of bougie. It's because when we were going on our cruise, the Alaskan cruise, when I informed Adam that we had gotten a suite in our Royal Up bid and that we were going to be in concierge class, in the text message chain that we were sending, Adam spelled it boogie, B-O-O-G-Y.
I did not.
You did.
How dare you?
And so that is why we have since forth always just said boogie, knowing full well it's bougie, but it was just a gentle rib to our friend Adam who wrote boogie.
I forgot that that's why you said it that way. So it wasn't really doing anything because I liked my room better than yours because I was on the very front of the ship, and it had a cool like tilt in the front area. It was very long room because it was on the very front, and I had a cool like huge circular window.
Okay,
that I could look out.
I liked our room better because it had a big balcony that we could sit.
And it had a view of the break area. And sometimes there were some hot, you know, male
crew members
that were tanning shirtless and other things.
Some of the dancers from the Pixels.
Yeah. The tiny dancers.
Tiny dance, hold me close, so tiny dance. That level 13 rule, that boogie replaces bougie until otherwise notified. Yes, always say boogie.
When you say boogie, I think booger.
Yeah.
Like I have a boogie in my nose, you know?
Got a boogie, man. I wanted to get a quote. Our sliding glass door it's not sticking, but it's not smooth in the middle, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to get like a handyman to like, fix it. I don't know where to grease it or whatever. It's like, so I just wanted someone to come out. And in our shower door, you know, our shower door is one of those you pull closed and then it clicks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I guess gravity is pulling the door sideways. So it's like we're having to pull it harder to get it to close. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to hold it there for like, you know, 5 or 6 seconds to make it like, you know, click. So I just wanted to get those two things fixed. Just like the general handyman stuff. Like I don't need a new shower door. I don't need a new sliding glass door. I just need these things like, you know, fixed.
You ever go in a bathroom stall where the door has slightly tilted and it's hard to get it shut so you can lock the thing?
Yeah.
You know what I always do? I always take my foot and put it underneath the door and lift my foot up.
Yeah.
To lift the door, you know, to straighten it so I can then.
So getting into a shower, I would not have shoes on. So I'm not going to put my bare foot and try to lift a metal door on my foot while I try to get into the shower to close it. Also, I couldn't. I have to close it from inside.
Yeah, our house has settled in some spots, and a couple of our doors are like jacked up. And so you try to close it, and it's like weird. So I need to, I mean, really... fix the foundation.
Anyway.
Somebody needs to. Anyway, yes. Sorry, go ahead.
I went on Angie's list because I needed a handyman. So I was like, I went on Angie's list and it's like, I filled out this thing. It's like, get a quote from handyman in your house. I'm like, yeah, okay, great. I just want to know what we're looking at.
It is such a pain in the butt because I will.
And
I
then
try
they got to
that.
The point. Then they got to the point where they wanted my phone number.
Yeah, they want to call you and try to sell you.
And I'm just like, I don't want this shit. And now they just keep texting me and emailing me. And
did you forget about this?
It's like, I don't want to send my contact information to a fucking... I gave it to Angie's List because I figured you're going to keep my contact information to yourself until I pick a contractor and then you'll give it to them. But
I
hate that. No, they give it to everyone. So she's like, now, you know, if you click on the yes, I want to like get quotes, then every handyman in the universe is going to have your email and phone number and like you're going to get phone calls and texts and shit. And nothing scares Gen X more than having to talk on the fucking phone.
Yeah, I hate that. And I've had even some software where you want to, like, they won't tell you the price. You have to, like, put in something to request an estimate because they want to contact you. And, I hate it.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm getting all these Angie List things for this. Like, the one thing I found was, a handyman should be probably... like $75 an hour and, you know, sort of like figure like on a 3-hour minimum. So it's probably around $250 or so. And I'm just like, all right, well, that's fine. It's like, I can swing that. So it's like, you know,
it's below that 300 threshold where it's just throwaway money.
That's right. Exactly.
So you can, you can just do it. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm not going to complain about that. Even though I did just spend, although I feel like I got a really good deal on my computer. So I bought I got an i9, the latest i9 24-core processor. Got a new motherboard and some DDR5 RAM, so like 32 gigs of DDR5 RAM. I got a new NVMe into like a 2 terabyte NVMe flash drive.
NVMe?
Yeah.
NVMe?
Yep. Flash drive is my primary drive.
Oh, that'll be a fast drive. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I already upgraded my NVIDIA card in my Alienware. So that's coming over as well as my data drives are coming over.
What do you have? What NVIDIA card do you have?
One moment, please. I'll tell you. System. I am running maybe I have to run the NVIDIA hub. One moment, please. NVIDIA. I am running why won't you tell me? You'll tell me my drivers, but you won't tell
me. I'm trying to look here. What do I have?
Oh, I have an RTX 3060. So I have an RTX 3060 Ti.
3060?
Yes.
View product specs. Let me see here. The one that I have not taken out of the box has a... Oh, it doesn't say. I can't find it. Well, the chip is AMD Ryzen.
Yeah.
And then I don't see the video card here, but I know I've got a video card.
Oh, yeah, the 3060 didn't come with my Alienware. I had it, but it did come with a GeForce. I mean, it did come with, I think I, at the time that I bought it, it was a 2080 that was in mine.
I think I have a 3070 or something.
Okay. Sounds right.
But it's not saying in the specs what I've got. I've got 32 gig of DDR4.
Yeah. See, I don't play any real games that require a lot.
Well, I wanted to get, for Blender, I need RAM and video card, but I can't find the video card here.
What did you get? An R?
I have a R14. Alienware Aurora Ryzen R14. But I can't find the what video card is in it.
Oh, you had a Radeon, not an NVIDIA. Oh, wait. You might have had an NVIDIA.
Well, I think it's NVIDIA 3070 or whatever, okay. But that's what I remember.
There is a 3070, there's a 3070 Ti, there's a 3080, a 3080 Ti, a 3090, and a 3090 Ti. Those are in the three line, those are, that's it. And then they just recently came out with the 4080s.
Some reason, it's not telling me the video card when I look at specs.
Well, we'll just say a 3070.
Yeah, sure. A 3070. Game Pass, additional software, Windows 11 Home, wired multimedia keyboard, optical mouse, driver software, MediaTek, Bluetooth wireless card. Oh, here it is. It's right there. Sorry. NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080 Ti.
Oh, nice one.
12 gigabytes GDDR6.
Yeah. Those are very nice cards.
Because all this Blender I do,
No, the 3080 is top of the line. Like, the 3060 is the budget 3080. But, yeah.
Maybe I'll take it out of the box this weekend.
You should. We'll build the computers together. The cats have the... Barley has discovered my office. So Barley will occasionally come up here and demand payment.
Is it Barley and Ian?
Yes, Ian and Barley. That's right. We were talking about naming them last show, and then
We're going to name them after Lupita and
Ethan and Diazo was your suggestion from Strange World. But we did have Luca and Alberto as a thing. But in both of those cases, those were like love interests and stuff. And I felt like the brother analogy was better because they're littermates. So when I thought about it, I took your example and I was like, oh, Strange World, that's a recent one. Wait, are there other recent Pixar movies that had brothers? I'm like, oh, Onward. We loved Onward. What were their names? And so, and it kind of fits too because... the older brother is really ends up being like the father figure for the younger brother. Remember at the end when one of them gets to see the father and he lets the older brother do it because the younger kid remembers that all of his memories of his father were basically of his brother. So, I feel like that really fit. So Barley is the older brother. That's the orange one, and then the younger brother is Ian, which is the so the gray cat is Tom Holland, and the orange cat is what's his name? Chris something. Star-Lord. Who's Star-Lord? Chris someone. Anyway.
Pratt.
Pratt, yes, Pratt.
Pratt. There are so many Chris's.
I know. Chris Pratt is the...
My first boyfriend was also a Chris.
Really? Was he very self-centered?
I, w- wouldn't call himself centered. Okay. No,
he. See, I knew
he
I
did
knew
go to after me. After we were together. He went to Oral Roberts University and like, you know, is now ex-gay or something.
So this coming week. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. I was just gonna say I was such a bad experience for him. He decided to join the other team, apparently.
So this coming week, we're doing our big experiment. We're doing our we've suspended our meal delivery for this coming week.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have ChatGPT plan out our menu for the week. So so we have food. We have food.
You know, at first you were so like anti-ChatGPT, and you're like, oh, it's right. You were like, oh, it's not doing it.
No, that's not true.
It gets everything wrong, and don't you?
Oh, my God, no. What I was is you were using it, and you're still using it this way. It's like you, instead of just Googling an answer, you're asking ChatGPT. It's like, well, it's Googling the answer. Like for an answer, for a direct question answer, that's like, you know, Google is your better bet.
Well, now with GPT-4, it has browsing built in as well.
No, I get
so
that, but
it's
still, it's like you're just better off asking Bing or Google, saying like, hey, what's the blue, blue, blue? What is the blue, blue, blah?
And so what if it gets something wrong occasionally? I'm just a fart joke podcast. It's not like anybody's, you know, if I say something wrong, they're not. I am going to take one of those courses on prompt engineering.
Yeah.
Which I think is the most ludicrous thing that we've given it a title. Like, is there really going to be someone that's like a professional prompt engineer?
Yeah, where are you going to take this port? This.
I think the only one I've seen, I think Udemy has one or two, so I may do it there. Just because I want to, mainly because I want to get better, because so I can use it more for work and.
I feel like there's
other stuff.
You're better off just hanging out in some of the Reddit threads and stuff of people that are making prompts. It's like. There's nothing that they're going to teach you. This is such a new thing. There's nothing they're going to teach you that you couldn't learn on your own.
Well, true, but I mean, I like courses. I like a structured, like tutorial sort of thing. Sometimes I watch tutorials and I don't even do the thing that I'm watching. I just enjoy watching tutorials.
But and yet you fell asleep during the American Adventure.
That tells you something, doesn't it?
It tells me, sir, that you have no taste. You have zero taste.
I like to learn things, but what that was teaching.
How dare you.
Was.
I have to tinkle, so if you need to leave, then we should just wrap it up and then we can leave. I'm fine either way, but I do need to tinkle.
I mean, I don't need to leave. If you're done, then
I'm done. Is there anything else we need to cover? I think we've covered everything. Do you feel sufficiently caught up with my life for the week, Adam? I mean, we're gonna have a week off, so we're not gonna be here.
I have gnats again every summer.
Oh, I want to know is Auntie Scott still in the chat room? I want to know what happened with the mosquito. I proposed.
Well, go pee and then come back.
I proposed a solution to her mosquito issue, and I wanted to know if my solution, which I thought was the best solution, but I wanted to know if she chose. Okay, I want to know if he chose my solution. To get rid
Auntie
of
Scott, can you just add parentheses he, him?
I'm a he.
And your name and.
He, him. Gnats. No, Adam lives above the gnat line. I don't think he can have. I have not tried anything yet. He, him.
No, I do. Shit. I do have gnats. I have those corpse flies.
Those are not
or whatever.
Gnats. Those are not gnats. Gnats are their own special, you know, section of hell.
They're a type of gnat.
All right, so Auntie Scott is when he's trying to clear out his garage. He's getting swarmed and bitten by mosquitoes. He's tried insect repellent on his clothes and on his skin, and he still, when he goes out in the garage and starts moving things around, he's getting.
How do you know this? He doesn't have a podcast anymore.
He posted this on Facebook, and he was asking people what to do. And most of the suggestions of people were like, put a fan you should just put a fan in the garage and then that will blow them around and that will keep you. And then other people were being like, oh, well, you need to use this other kind of balm that you put or a skin lotion that you put on, and they hate that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there going, like, no one's attacking the problem, which is just kill the fucking mosquitoes. It's like, it's the garage. Just set off a couple of bug bombs out there. Kill everything, every bug in the entire fucking place, and then open the garage door, let it air out.
I mean, there you go. Just burn it down.
Bob's your uncle.
Burn it down. Auntie Scott says, remember Facebook, boomer? Anyone who's still on Facebook is a boomer. Talk to Gen Z. I didn't make up this rule. It's not, do you remember Facebook, boomer? It's, oh, you're still on Facebook, boomer. That's what it is.
So what you're accusing him of here is that by saying,
he's accusing me.
No. What you're accusing him of is that the actual expression is, go on Facebook, boomer, right? It's like, because you're involved.
No, that's what he said.
No. Let me finish. But the actual insult, as accepted by society is, oh, I'm telling you that I'm younger than you, so go do your old person thing. But by him saying, remember Facebook boomer, he's actually identifying as older than boomer. he's like the greatest generation before that going,
sure,
like,
that's not how I read it, but okay. I was saying he's calling me a boomer because I don't remember Facebook.
Right. Is the garage.
What I'm
open.
Saying is, yeah. Anyone who still remembers Facebook is a boomer.
I got it. I read Facebook occasionally. Anyway, I'm going to go tinkle up here.
Okay. Oh, now all I have to do is sleep, and then I can have whatever food I want for a day. I'm excited. So, Auntie Scott, what are you doing in the garage? You said when you work, what work are you doing in the garage? Do you do your miniatures in the garage because you're painting or something? Or Oh, so you're actually organizing. Okay, so you're actually doing actual, okay. I still do have some boxes I want to go through that are currently in the attic from when, for a while, every time I would go over to my parents' house, my stepdad would give me a box because they had boxes from when I was a kid. And they were trying to clean out their attic, and they're like, you know what? Now you have a house with your own attic. Here's your shit. And I'm trying to consolidate those boxes and either get rid of some of the stuff or, and I started it when Mark and I were, before we bought the house, like I started doing that to prepare to move, but I didn't get through all of them. A couple of my toys and stuff like that I actually have as decor in the studio, but I want to get the boxes down a little bit more, for sure. And I think I said this on one of the podcasts, my mom found a bunch of photo albums from when I was a kid. And so, and they're all in those with the sticky, it's like Polaroids, and they're in the photo albums are those sticky where you put them in this acetate sheet goes over them, but I'm kind of afraid. So what I want to do is get them digitized, but I want to just pay one of these companies where you just send the stuff to them and they digitize them.
I'm being greeted by Barley.
Oh, hi Barley. Anyway, so, but the ones that I've seen so far, you have to take them out of the photo albums before you send them in. And I'm worried that I may damage them taking them out of the photo albums, but I'm also worried that in the box they could they're old photos, so they could stick together. they, you know, and so maybe they send you separators to put between each one. I'm not really sure, but anyway. But I want to digitize them so I have them forever, and then I can give the actual photos back to my mom. But
yeah, if you find a service that does this, because we have so many.
Oh, there is. There is.
I'm scared that I'm going to ship them our photos and we'll never see them again. But then they've just been sitting down at the office in a room forever because we're all like, yeah, we'll just scan them in ourselves. And it's like, oh my God, this will take
the main
forever.
One I've heard of is called Legacy Box. Legacybox.com.
Maybe I'll depending if you have a good experience with them, maybe I'll do it for like Christmas for my siblings.
But I mean, there's a lot, but Legacy Box is like the big one that I've heard of before. Okay. So they send you a box, you pay by the box,
yeah,
and a box is a certain number of photos or videos because they also do like VHS.
Do they do 8mm?
Let's see what they do right here.
I'm 8 or 16mm film.
I'm on their website. What we digitize. They do reels, tapes. What did you ask?
8mm. Eight and Super 8.
Yep. Well, they do 8mm, Betamax, Micro MV, Digital 8, High 8, Mini DV, VHS-C, and VHS.
Okay.
And they also do film. Well, that's regular, like the canisters.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about. No, I mean like the can. Oh, well, there's not one. There's regular 8, Super 8, 8mm, yeah, and 16mm.
8mm and 16mm are those kind of the canisters. Cyclone, are you messaging? Wait, hold on. You're messaging me directly?
They have slides. They do slides. You can get a thumb drive.
A thumb drive of what?
Of the photos or video or whatever. Okay. You can get a digital download or you can get a DVD set.
Oh, I would just do the
download. I mean, who's using DVDs anymore? Yeah.
Who the fuck?
And you can do, it is $35 for 25 photos or, sorry, two sets of 25 photos, so 50 photos, or two films or two tapes. You can do $160 for 10 sets of 25 pictures, so 250 pictures.
Kathy Marshall would like to know what the resolution is.
That's like I'm their salesman or something. I actually don't know.
I feel like if you could just hold on for another year. Because I've seen the stuff, the AI, the Sensei AI stuff in Photoshop and stuff for cleaning up old photos. Like you scan them in and then it takes care of scratches and things that are blurry and, you know, things that are have like faded on black and white videos and stuff. It like revitalizes them, you know what I'm saying? It fills back in the blacks where it should be the blacks and the whites where it should be the whites. It's like it does a really good job of restoring the photos, and that's, you know, before this whole AI boom. And I don't know if you've seen the latest version of Photoshop. Have you played with the generative AI stuff?
No, I've seen it, but I have not played with it because it's like a beta version, so you have to go and like sign up for the beta.
You don't have to sign up. It's on your Adobe app. You can just install the beta directly from there. It'll install differently. It has a different icon than your main one, so it doesn't replace your main one. But the thing that is really cool, the thing that I'm looking forward to on the generative AI stuff in Photoshop is you can fill in the rest of the picture. So like if I only have a vertical picture of something, I can recrop it to be horizontal and then just tell Photoshop to fill in the sides. It's like, here, go ahead and extend the sides out. What was there?
You can take people out.
Yeah. Oh, I could go to our Disney photos.
You can get rid of a chain link fence.
I could go to our Disney photos and get rid of you from all of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're all just going to get better and better, right? We had the weirdest presentation. I started watching it, but I just could not.
Was it a meditation?
No. For some, I don't even know why. We've been talking, you know, as all companies are right now, we've been talking a lot about generative AI.
Yes.
And now we're talking about, oh, what AI can we add to our, like, developer tools and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But there was a presentation on this model that was created or whatever for detecting breast cancer. And they were actually showing mammograms of breasts, mm-hmm. like, on this Zoom call. I just, like, I would have thought, oh, that's scandalous. They're not going to show breasts on a, like, a work call, but they did. I mean, I know they're just scans. They're not the actual photos of breasts.
But AI is being trained on x-rays is some of the oldest AI stuff that we have. Cause I remember, you know, Daily Tech News Show talking about this years ago where, you know, the trained AI networks on, you know, detecting cancer in x-rays was better at, you know, it had a 92% accuracy, whereas actual, like, radiologists only had, like, a 70% accuracy. Like, it was better, yes, at Kathy Marshall. AI does better than the radiologist at finding those things. And so if you can find a hybrid between that where it's, like, you know, the machine pre-passes them all and goes, okay, I've screened them all. These are the ones that I think have cancer. And then, you know, once the radiologist goes, oh, okay, well, you thought it had cancer, so let me look at it closer. You know what I'm saying? It's like that, then they could eliminate the false negatives. And so it just helps with the whole diagnosis thing. I feel like there's a lot of that. There's also, when I was leaving Yale, we were just getting into prescription AI, right, where it takes into account your entire medical history and everything before it decides, you know, what drug treatment that you're going to go on based off of, you know, environmental and, you know, family history stuff of, like, well, based off your family history and your other tests that we've run over you over the years, because you've been a patient in this hospital over the years, like, and we have, you know, a history of your medical record. We feel like, no, this drug would actually be the better to, you know, There was like a whole initiative on that, which is really cool. I know we're having a hackathon in July.
Yeah.
For generative AI in our company, and we're, like, owned by a venture capital firm, so it's within.
Isn't your software like a scheduling, medical scheduling, or something?
It's a EHR, electronic health records.
Records. Okay. Yeah. Not scheduling.
I mean, we do appointment scheduling. We do immunization records. We do a lot of things. But yeah, I mean, it's all your electronic health records. But the point is so the venture capital firm is doing it for all their portfolios, for all their companies, like this competition or whatever. And so I was telling my boss, I'm like, you guys are stupid if you don't include me on this team, right? I mean, this is right up my alley. You absolutely should have me on this team. And then they're like, oh, we don't know. There's just one other guy that's on it and two architects that are on it. It's like, they don't have any devs on this team at all. And it's just like, what are you doing? Do you want to win this competition or not, for God's sake? So now I'm waiting. My name is on the list, and now they're going to decide whether I should be on the team or not. Like, one of the people that got on the team was just, like, some dev manager that has, like, no development experience at all.
He's like the product manager or something. What was I going to say? I do not want to do a hackathon because I don't like to work in groups. I don't like group. Oh, God, I hate group stuff. Another reason why I can't go on Survivor. There are so many reasons, but another reason, like, group challenges, no. No, ma'am. Like,
I still keep going back and forth on Survivor. I feel like I want to try out. I feel like I want to submit my tape because it's a months long process, and if they really do, if you get down to near the finals and stuff, they fly you out to LA to do interview, you know, more interviews and stuff out there. It's like, if it ever got to that level where it's like, oh shit, they might actually pick me, then I might.
I couldn't
rethink it.
But if you ever wanted to go on Amazing Race with me, although Mark would kill me if I went with you and not him, but that would be my game. Because survive? No, there is no way I'm going to be on some godforsaken island with no internet, no nothing, no bed, no nothing for 27 days or however long it is. There is absolutely no way. I would literally die. There would be, I can't do it. But now Amazing Race, I think they stay in nice hotels, you know.
They do. I think
that would be a doable thing.
I could do the Amazing Race. I just hate traveling. I just hate.
Oh, I love traveling.
I just hate the whole process. Like the things, not the, you know, exploring other cities and stuff like that. That's cool. I just hate planes and how cramped and like.
Well, you know, you had to get on a plane to go to Fiji.
Yeah, but one plane for 27 days, not. Amazing Race, you're like constantly like, oh, not only was I on a plane from here to here, but now I'm going to be on a plane from there to there, and then another plane from there to there, and then it's like, that grosses me out. That freaks me out, feeling that, you know what I'm saying, like that level of discomfort is much higher for that than it is for like sleeping on a beach for 26 days.
I get it, but I'm different. Like
What are we doing? You're looking over.
I'm looking to see what type of hotels. Because Cyclone, I believe he's incorrect.
Cyclone says
two-star hotels.
Two-star hotels. I mean, like, what's a two-star hotel? Like a Best Western? Is that a two-star hotel? I've stayed at Best Westerns. They're fine. Rideway? I've never heard of Rideway. Is that an actual hotel chain? There's a lot of silence here, Adam. Did you... Roadway.
I'm just trying to see the... I can't find the answer to what he said, but I don't believe him. I don't believe him.
I know, like, the mole, they stay in, like, five-star hotels and shit. Because they would always have these elaborate dinners and stuff so that they could ask each other questions and then they would go and make their predictions. What was the... shit. What was I going to ask you? I don't remember. It wasn't important.
So this is what ChatGPT says.
What?
I tried Googling it and I couldn't find an answer. ChatGPT says the accommodations for contestants on The Amazing Race vary from season to season and leg to leg. While the show does not provide lodging for while the show does provide lodging for the contestants, the specific hotels or accommodations they stay in are not typically disclosed on the show or publicly available. The production team often selects a mix of hotels, resorts, guest houses, and other types of accommodations based on the location and the tasks involved in each leg of the race. So, there you go. So that it doesn't know. It's really what it's saying. But
shitholes.
Anyway, they have, I mean, not that they can't fake anything on reality TV, but they do sometimes, like, I think show them in their hotel rooms occasionally. And I feel like they've looked like nice ones, but.
I'll tell you a hotel that's not horrible, and that is the Coronado Springs at Disney that we stayed at for Zach's birthday. It's very nice.
We're staying in Boston. We're staying in Liberty. We're staying in the Liberty Hotel.
The Liberty Hotel.
Yep. And it's built in an old prison.
Oh. So is it a sex hotel? Is it like a S&M leather hotel?
No, this is the... Here, I'll show you. I know I'm not on video. Oh, no, I can't. You've disabled screen sharing.
No, I haven't. It just comes that way. Hold on. I can fix it. Screen share. Advanced sharing.
So the chat room can go to this...
Who can share
link if they want to see? Right,
you're good. You can share your screen.
So this one.
Okay.
That's the interior.
Oh, that's nice.
It's in an old prison, like I said, and then they have a restaurant called Clink.
Cardell Clink.
And they're actual prison cells in the restaurant, and this is the front.
Oh wow.
Of the hotel.
Nice.
That's probably the nicest one we're staying at. And in Maine, we're staying in a Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
It is a resort, though. I mean, it's a Holiday Inn resort, but it's not, there's not, they don't have, in Maine, they don't have a lot of options.
You can stay in a lobster trap.
So. But I'm really psyched. I'm really excited about staying in an old cool. prison. So.
When is this trip?
It's the one we're leaving June 30th. Okay. So it's like the week of July 4th.
So we have got, we're off next week because we're over at the Typhoon Lagoon party. I'm fine for the 9th. Are you fine for the 9th? June 9th?
I believe so, yeah.
June 16th, I'm going to be camping, so June 16th I will be gone. And it sounds like the 30th you'll be gone. Is that the...
I will be gone the... I'll be gone the 30th, and I will also be gone the 7th.
Okay. So, yeah. So, we've got... let's see. Next week, we're off. Then we've got the 9th. Off the 16th, on the 23rd, and then off for 2 weeks, and then back on the 14th.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe I'll see if I can find a another co-host during that time to do one of those nights while you're gone, because you'll be gone for 2 weeks. Of course, you're always welcome to do a co-host if you want.
Yeah.
You can do the show with a co-host.
I could, but...
Hmm. How about Taylor Lautner?
We could talk about whether or not he wants to be your friend. I don't like Taffy.
Right. Taylor, I just want to tell you one thing.
I don't like Taffy. All right. Well, I think we are out of stuff now.
We're out of stuff.
So,
good night, chat room. Thank you, guys.
Good night, chat room.